On January 23rd, 2019, just a few days ago, the Thai monarchy issued a decree finally allowing general elections to be held in the country. These elections are to be held fairly soon, on March 24th of this year. This is absolutely momentous. There has not been any general election in this country since the military took over the government control 5 years ago. In this segment, we will explore the reaction of the people about both the army grip on the country in recent years and their hopes with the general elections going forward. Also, in the news in the current air pollution crisis in Bangkok, although many neighboring Asian countries such as China have been griping with air pollution for a while, the crisis has reached a whole new level in Bangkok, forcing city workers and students to remain home for their safety. The More Lam Thai music is uplifting people around the world. It's becoming increasingly popular, and we can tell why. This is JC360 Thai Voice with Jordan Cologne. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today, and a warm welcome and many thanks to our special guest, Siri P. Siri, thank you so much for being here with us today. Please briefly tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Jordan. My name is Siri Ganwit. I was born in Thailand, and the town that I live is Sukhumvit. I live in Bangkok. And yeah, I'm just Thai people, and I moved here for a while.
A few days ago, the Thai monarchy signed a very important decree to allow general elections on March 24th in the country after 5 years of military control. What are some of your main issues for the people of Thailand under the military control?
Thailand is currently in the political mess. The country has been in the grip of unrest for months, and right now, with the opposition saying Democrats have election government to go have some problem is corrupt. Mm-hmm. And right now they got arrest, detentions of many public figures and politicians, control public activity media, restriction.
I remember an activist, Sombat Boonganong, was the first person to refuse to surrender. The military tracked him down through the internet using the IP address he used to post his comments. Also, former Minister of Education, Chacharan Chasing, was the first person to be tried in military court for failing to appear as summoned by the NCPO. Soldiers apprehend Chacharan in front of a crowd of foreign journalists. The thing is, martial law allows military to detain for no more than 7 days. The NCPO did not observe the time limit. Some individuals were held for more than 3 weeks. Right after that, announcing the coup, the military banned political gatherings, ordering private and public schools to close from May 23rd to May 25th. They also imposed a curfew all around the country with an order for people to stay indoor from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Those are just a few ways the military controlled the country. In a statement earlier that day, the Prime Minister's office said, a House of Representatives and a new government under a democratic system with His Majesty, the King as the head of state, will be in place by the middle of this year. He asked all five people to help maintain a constructive environment of orderliness, civility, and unity over the duration of the general elections. What does that mean to you and the Thai population in general?
We are ready for the election and has been working towards this day for a long time. And plus the Prime Minister of Thailand, he tried to resolve this problem and try to make it equal and fair for everyone.
What are your highest hopes with the new elections?
I hope the election will be free and fair in order to have legitimate government for the people by the people.
Eventually, time will tell, but we certainly hope that these new elections bring a wind of positive changes towards democracy in Thailand and renewed hope for the people. In Bangkok, a booming city of 8.28 million people, according to last census done in 2010, the air pollution crisis has reached a new level, recently forcing authorities to tell city workers and students to stay home for their safety. This is not a new problem for Bangkok. Why the new alert?
Researchers have found the air full of toxic metal, harming health for the people. So the PM2.5 amount is high in their areas. Schools and may suspect cars and activities. Or the Thailand Public Health Administrator, that just announcement, we have to be careful and everyone have to wear the mask when they go out, indoor, outdoor, avoid outdoor as much as you can, because all Asian and South Asians, they all have the same problem.
Why is this happening?
Which in Thailand, Asia, the second biggest economy, that achieve has its downfall. And currently, great having some of the world of toxic air. And right now, we have a lot of factories in Thailand. So, and a lot of vehicle emissions. So that's the problem. And right now, Bangkok try to purchase more green bus to clean the biodiesel and try to make pollution make it better.
What is being done to address this immediate problem?
When making plans are set to be deployed to cease piles, this technique involves depressing certain chemical in the air. It will be prompt pile condensation and basically makes the rain. Interesting stuff.
This remaking technique, if it works this time, will bring much relief to the people in Bangkok. Let's keep our fingers crossed. our program today, we have been listening to some wonderful traditional Thai music. The Morlab Thai Isan music is increasingly become more popular in Thailand and around the world. It has a really upbeat and quite catchy. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
The folk music of Thailand's northeastern Isan regions, that's called Morlab. Its followed female theme typically is the young with behind the ear, the girl or the boy leaf embroidered. They are moving in the big city and now is popular social dancing's heartbeat. It's similar like Chinese, Indians, Khmer. They both have instruments and melody of traditional Thai music. Morlab is a traditional Lao form of the songs Laos Isan population northeastern in Thailand.
It is quite enjoyable. The sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. I could listen to this beautiful music all day. Siri, we have learned so much from you today. Thank you so much for your contribution to our program. It has been a pleasure chatting with you. Please come back soon. Thanks again to all our listeners for joining our program. JC360 Thai Voice. Until next time, have a great day, everyone. Jordan Cologne, signing out.